The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
I'm happy to be here as the host of the Good Day program. Yes, I have your permission to be here. Lift on with my friends Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn, which is at the controls in our studio in Washington. The story of the science teacher named Jason Adams, who has been this week charged with bringing a gun to school. And the I guess that's grievous enough, except that he is a teacher in the Newtown, Connecticut Middle School, which is a mile away from Sandy Hook, the elementary school where the massacre of 21st graders took place in 2012. So this guy works for the school system. He has been carrying, apparently, the concealed weapon with him for quite a while.
He's got a permit
to do
so.
Now he's been found out. He has a permit. It's legal. But many people feel that it is insensitive. And he was charged by the school department with bringing a gun into school, and been held by security officers after they found out that he had the weapon.
Yeah, he's got a permit to carry.
Don't they know that if there were more armed, permitted people on the campus of Sandy Hook, it would have not been the disaster that it was?
Well, they don't apparently agree with that. They didn't see that.
You are not allowed to carry guns on school grounds. No, even if you have a concealed carry.
Yeah.
Yep.
You need to start. Look at what they do in Israel. You start arming the good guys, the bad guys don't use you as for target practice.
I agree. Well, I think it depends on whether it's known. I don't know that we've done a good job of selling that. And therefore, it is not, I mean, whether the guy had it or he didn't have it, or somebody had it. If they had had a gun, would you have been able to stop some of the deaths? You could probably argue that if it worked
fast enough. Yeah.
They've
done studies on it.
They have done. Who are they? I always ask you that.
Federal authorities, police groups actually have done studies on this. And what they found is that it really would not stop someone from doing this. It would not, you know, prevent.
Well, how do they know that unless they're in a real circumstance?
I feel like the odds of eight security guards that are taking out one lunatic.
Yeah, but you have to have eight security guards, and most people don't have that. They have one security guard or two security guards. Unless it's the president with the Secret Service.
If somebody's going through a school and they're shooting people, but Roberta, you can turn your phone off anytime. If somebody's going through a school and they're shooting people, and there's one person in that school that's got a gun that can run and try and take down that threat, I'm all for it. Now, this guy,
you know,
he probably.
You better be a really good shot.
Well, sure. Why not? If you're going to have a gun, you better be a real good shot. But this guy probably was in the wrong.
Have you tried shooting a handgun at somebody who's running?
At somebody who's running? No.
Yeah, and how good a shot? And how good a shot are you?
I'll tell you what, I'll give you a 20-yard head start. Let's try it out.
Okay. I'm just saying.
One of the things.
Especially in a panic situation where you have other people and children.
All right, but see, there's a reality here, and then there's a middle ground. There's a reality. Both sides are right, and both sides are wrong. Under the circumstances, we have a mania in this country. We are very violent, but maybe it isn't just Americans. It just is as part of the human condition. It happens that we're violent. And matter of fact, some people think that it goes back to the Neanderthal or pre-Cro-Magnon era when the paleo diet was, in essence, first used. You either killed what was chasing you and ate it, or it killed you and ate you.
Hmm.
So the whole business of trying to figure out how do you protect yourself against those vermin, whether they be two-legged or four-legged, has been something that's going on since pretty much the beginning of time, or at least the beginning of men inhabiting the planet. And it's troubling at this point where we feel the need to do what was survival then, and we haven't really educated ourselves, and I don't know if we ever will. I mean, this is one of the few things in life that I'm pessimistic about pretty much all the time. How to deal with this violence, this anger, and I don't know anything about the science teacher other than what he's been charged with doing or what he did and whether it was appropriate or inappropriate. I would like to think that we were better than this. Maybe we aren't, but I wish we were, so that we didn't have all this need. I mean, it goes back to the aggressive nature. That's why I made reference to the Cro-Magnon era, the aggressive nature of man, which came about as a result of survival. And what's built into people's brains, you know, our DNA and what our instincts are, it's part of what's in our brain. It's part of what's passed on in our chromosomes. It just is the way we are.
It's a survival instinct.
It is. I know, and it's just... It seems to overtake any sort of sensible way of dealing with a problem. You know, it's like shoot first and ask questions later, and this really bothers me. I like to think we could educate ourselves better, but it's the practical side of it. Richie and Jennifer win the practical side of the argument, but Roberta wins the other side of the argument in the sense that, you know, why do we have to have this? Why? And that's not really her argument. Her argument is that it doesn't work. I don't know how you ever prove that unless you're in the real life situation, frankly. I don't know that you can. But it's just so troubling that we have so much
emphasis on guns. There have been real life situations. There have been situations where shooters have been taken down before they were able to do any harm.
That's right. Neutralize them.
And you just don't hear about the story because there's not 15 people that have been killed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I say is talk to law enforcement about it and get their opinion and see what they have to say.
You know,
and
yesterday
totally
here in Virginia,
this entire argument.
It's actually interesting. Governor Terry McAuliffe vetoed legislation that would have allowed school security officers to carry firearms on school property. Now, school resource officers are allowed to carry guns, and he says the differentiation is that they receive regular training
and know how to use the gun.
How to use it. But the school security officers who are not state employees, they are part-time employees, they are usually retired cops who have been carrying guns all of their lives and receiving training. But he differentiated between the two, and so there are security officers in Virginia schools who do carry guns.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look at the guns. They're pretty much police in most certainly most urban environments.
Well,
every
my brother.
Junior high school and, yeah, my brother's a high school. He carries a gun at a high school.
He works three high schools and he carries a gun.
Yeah. All right. In a moment, a couple of other stories about a couple of other governors. Richie brought Governor of Virginia into the picture, the Governor of Florida, and the Governor of Alabama in the news for conversational purposes. 14 after on Good Day.
There's a new answer for people in need of serious pain relief. Lidocare has created a one-of-a-kind pain relief patch that blocks pain for up to 8 hours. With the only non-water-based lidocaine patch on the market, Lidocare uses patent-pending technology to desensitize aggravated nerves for an odor-free, ultra-flexible, dry, and light solution to pain. The Lidocare Pain Patch from the makers of Blue Emu. For long-lasting relief you can wear. Available at CVS.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our Better Business Bureau A-plus rated tax attorneys and enrolled agents will review your case for free and give you a low price guaranteed quote to get you protected today. Call U.S. Tax Shield now. 800-547-0193. 800-547-0193.
Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. This is a different story now. MyPillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. MyPillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented MyPillow fill to the right place for you. It supports your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's the special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
Transform your home with the latest hardwood flooring styles from Lumber Liquidators. We've got the leading trends in distressed flooring on sale. Get a rustic, reclaimed look with Bull Barn Oak Laminate. This week, it's 20% off. Or add coastal charm to any room with pre-finished Delaware Driftwood Oak. It's a dollar off a square foot. Get popular wood look tile trends from just $1.99. And all in-stock Morningstar Bamboo is 15 to 20% off. Plus more unbeatable flooring deals from 59 cents. And special financing is available. Don't miss the best deals on the hottest flooring styles. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Richard here, H&R Block Tax Pro. April 15th is not the last day to file your taxes. That's right, America. The tax gods have smiled on you. Because this year's deadline is April 18th. That's three extra days for H&R Block to help you get every credit and deduction you deserve. Appointments are filling up quickly, so make yours now or come in soon. It's still refund season, America, but not for long.
Not everyone gets a refund. For details, visit hrblock.com.
17 half the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. All right, many of you have heard the story by now about the governor of Florida going to a Starbucks.
Right.
And a lady named Kara Jennings accosted him. He and a couple of his guards went in to get a coffee at a Starbucks. And this woman ran up to him and said, cutting Medicaid. Then he talked about how many jobs he'd created by cutting Medicaid, blah, blah, blah. This lady posted on Facebook that she was angry about him signing the bill that cut funding to Planned Parenthood. But what's really interesting is how she got to him, cut to the quick, and once again, social media everywhere. This guy was considered a possibility as a vice presidential candidate under a ticket, a Republican ticket that could have included almost anybody. He isn't going to get to first base now that that thing is on all over the internet. He wouldn't get to first base as a serious contender for vice president.
Pretty amazing how social media can take you down so quickly, right?
It really is. All right. Now,
and it's
next
one
thing.
Lady that's upset. There's probably a lot of people that like what he did.
I'm looking at pictures of her, and she looks like a definite, she would be one of the people in the Trump thing trying to stir it up. She's one of those people.
Right. Okay. So now to page two of social media and what it's done to the governor of Alabama, Robert Bentley. You may remember he was caught on tape sweet-talking his senior political advisor.
The old Booby Bentley? Is that what?
when I put my hands on your breasts, I love that, the governor said.
Nice.
But I'm wondering why this woman...
not so much.
No, but why did she record this would have been my question.
Just so we can talk about it.
I guess. He's been married for 50 years, the same woman. Now she's getting a divorce from him. He didn't have a physical affair with her, but he'd been making a lot of inappropriate comments to which he admits. Now the Alabama Senate is trying to impeach him. So, just again, social media. This woman caught him on tape saying sweet things about her, and then she posted it on her Facebook page.
So, the fact that they think that's not an affair, isn't touching someone's private not a good thing?
Right, just because you don't have sex doesn't mean you're not having an affair.
Right, right. I mean, that's kind of cheating if you're out touching other people's hoo-hoos. I mean, come on.
Absolutely. It's cheating. Right.
Don't fool yourself, buddy.
Who? 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 You? No, who? You? Who? Who? 21 After on Good Day.
Worried? worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
December 7, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
We have 23 after the hour now. All of us have. That's it. People say to me, why don't you give the time? Like, why don't you tell us it's 9:23? Well, because I'm speaking to people in 24 time zones all around the world. And so, yeah, here where I am on the East Coast, it is 23 and change past the hour of 9 o'clock. Where Roberta is, it's 23 and change after 8 o'clock. Where Jennifer is, it's 23 and change after 6 o'clock. And where you may be, it's some other hour. So that's why I don't tell what hour it is, because it's different hours depending where we are.
Let's just start giving time checks like beer 30. That's what I would like
right,
to say.
Right, beer 30. Okay, so a couple of videos of the day are worth our attention. Musically speaking, you may remember last week that video where we had the stretch of Route 66 where a car had gone over the rumble bars and it came out sounding like America the Beautiful.
Yeah.
Who in the world was smart enough to figure this out or had the time to do it? So now this fellow, his name is Michael Kay, and he listens to us in Florida. He found this video from National Geographic that explains how they did it. So just you can play in the background if you want to, Richie, the music, but this is more interesting in how they got it done.
Local road contractor is building us a series of steel templates to make grooves in the road, which will cause the car's tires to vibrate and make a sound. The closer the grooves, the higher the pitch or note. For this to work, the guys must carry out precision engineering.
To make the road we're doing from A through G, spacing's very critical. Difference between a couple of the notes are actually just 5 millimeters. And obviously, if we get the spacing wrong, we'll get a different tone.
We've marked out a 490-yard stretch of Route 66. And once the asphalt's hot, we'll use our templates in a predetermined order to create a piece of music.
But what's cool about this is how small these grooves are. It's a little bit like a rumble strip, and it doesn't even seem like this could possibly make music.
If we've got this right, drivers should hear our song perfectly, but only if they drive at the proper speed.
All right, let's see if this thing actually works.
This is amazing.
Once I've reached the correct speed of 45 miles per hour, it's time to hit the musical road.
It's moderately complicated. Fascinating to watch.
This is amazing. God shed his grace on thee. You hear that? Uh-huh. It's America the Beautiful. This is unbelievable.
It's very cool.
From sea to shining sea, we're making music on a highway.
This is why we are this is awesome. The food chain, baby. Because we can make roads sing songs to us from our tires.
Jingle at the end.
All right, okay. Got it. All right, let's go to today's video of the day. More tributes to Merle Haggard. This was something we played a little of earlier on. The song Willie Nelson did with Merle Haggard called It's All Going to Pot. It is a lot of fun as we think about Willie and his brother Merle Haggard, who passed away this week at the age of 79 on his birthday. The lung cancer had gone into other parts of his body, had to cancel tour dates, and he knew that it was his time. He said back in 1990, when he quits doing tours, the next big event will be his funeral. And he quit doing tours last week and died this week. That tells you something, doesn't it? Huh? He was a guy who was in a lot of trouble, very poor, was in prison for a while, and then he got out and he attributed some of his love of the music to understanding how Johnny Cash did it while he was in prison. Did Bokey from Muskogee, amongst other things. There were three or four country stars that were from Bakersfield, California, Jennifer, and they created the Bakersfield sound mostly with their guitars, Rich.
Yeah.
That's where, So, anyway, this is a fun song. Crank it up, will you? And that guitar. The guitar. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
There may have never been a roaring 20s, not for John and Horace Dodge. And that roar has only gotten louder over time, thanks to the Dodge Challenger and Charger RT Scat Pack Editions. 6.4-liter Hemi V8, 485 horsepower, and 475 pound-feet of torque. That's some thunder. And if you listen closely, you can almost hear the Dodge brothers. It sounds like they're still having a pretty good time. Dodge, their spirit lives on. Dodge and Hemi are registered trademarks of FCA US LLC.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have bags under your eyes, if your eyes are puffy every morning when you wake up, you have lines around your eyes, you just don't like the way you look, then call this number now, 800-543-9262, and order Genucel. Genucel is the product from plant stem cell technology that will treat your eyes and around your eyes to a feast of loveliness. Yes, 800-543-9262 gets you the look that you want almost overnight. The puffiness around your eyes will be gone. The crow's feet, small lines, will disappear when you call 800-543-9262 and order Genucel. You'll be like lots of listeners who send me email and say, thank you, I didn't know this would really work. Of course it works. That's why I'm telling you to call 800-543-9262 and get rid of those bags and the puffiness around your eyes.
It's not a team without t-shirts.
Custom t-shirts from Custom Ink are the easy way to connect any group. Our online design lab makes it simple to create a shirt design that your group will love. Or you can easily upload your own logo. Whether you need one shirt or thousands, Custom Ink can print any size order. And we know you can't wait for your new t-shirts. That's why we offer free shipping and on-time delivery is guaranteed. Get a free price quote today at CustomInk.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
After the hour here on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Kara Schulman. I like to give her a top billing once in a while because she deserves it. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden. The focus from a... wait a minute. I forgot Roberta Fasanelli. You bother me because you're not here as much as I would like to have you here. I like your company and your companionship.
But enough to make one person nuts.
Okay, so Roberta's going nuts. You got that, Richie?
Yeah.
What is happening?
Apparently she cannot hear us, so I'll find out what's going on.
Our technical world is, as it does from time to time, is just sort of collapsed around us, and so we'll just
give us something to laugh at every once in a while.
As it does,
laugh or cry.
We have to have lots of things to laugh about. If you bring yourself back to 1975, the number one song that year was I Am Woman. I Am Strong. And from... remember Helen Reddy in the song? Women have paid the price. There's a survey out this week of women and what they have made. The survey spans 1975 to 2015. So it's a 40-year period. And it shows that women are far from done paying the price for them being women. Women working for lower wages than men incur higher costs in buying. This is what it was not news to me that women were not being paid the same as men. What was news to me, and I figure will be to a lot of people who hear this perhaps for the first time, is how much more women pay for clothing, for example.
Oh, sure.
For health care. Mm-hmm. For things men have access
like
to certain things.
Almost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Tax?
Yeah,
but why?
It's not fair, but it's marketing. They say, you know, the pink, go to a store and look at how much the pink razors cost compared to the blue razors, and you're going to see
why?
That they're
they
just
get
cost
away
a
with
lot
it?
More. And maybe it's
this
women will pay it.
Yeah, well,
simplicity is that men just don't care about, you know, okay, whatever, razor, this one works, that one works, whatever, I don't care. And it is all marketing. It's they find something where Jennifer will walk in and go, that's the one I really like, that's the one I really want. Yeah. And I just walk
I'm
in and go,
I'm not sure I buy that.
All right, give me that bag right there of razors.
I'm not buying that.
Okay.
I think so there's plenty of similar circumstances. This is a report from the National Women's Law Center. And it focuses on the gender wage gap, which we all kind of we acknowledge this, don't like it. If we have any scruples, women will get paid $430,000 less over their lifetime career for doing the same thing a man does on average. But what the real story here is that the what happens during the same time period is that the you just made mention of razors and bicycles and things like that, the tax on tampons, you know, that kind of stuff that costs over the course of a lifetime, the average woman would pay $877,000 more for the things they use, like shampoos, the facial products that they use, that sort of thing. And yeah, maybe it is a marketing ploy or a tool to a certain extent. But to take it even further, Richie, Latinas pay more than $1 million between the loss of wages and what they pay extra for their products. And women of color, black women lose about $800,000 in difference over the course of a lifetime, using the difference in what they get paid and what they have to pay to buy things. And this is a double penalty. I think it's outrageous. And I don't know why more hasn't been done. I find women are more influential usually
Doug,
politics.
You're a capitalist, and women can absolutely control the outcome of this by just demanding, I won't buy that because I think it's priced too high. Why is this one priced higher than the men's one? I refuse to buy this.
Okay, that might fix the buying end. Well, what about the earning end? How do we fix that? How is it? I mean, women can say, well, I suppose you could say women you could refuse to go to work for 79 cents an hour versus the dollar hour for the dollar an hour for the same thing for
or
a man.
You could do
something
that. But there's something that women don't do as well as men. And I don't know why that is. I don't know if it's our history. I don't know if it's our makeup emotionally. But women do not ask for what they need or deserve, typically. Mm. And I think you're seeing that change because I think that we're, you know, maybe there's an evolution, a skew, I guess, in the air. There's an evolution. But I think women are very... they don't ask for the same amount of money that they could get or that they should get if they're providing the same equal service that a man pays. I mean, there's that story with Sony when they were discussing how much Jennifer Lawrence made, and that executive at Sony said, well, she didn't ask for it. That's why she's not making as much as her male counterparts, because she didn't ask for it.
Where's her agent?
Yeah, exactly.
Where is the agent?
She's a man agent.
So could you think that that would be because men have been in the workforce for, you know, whatever, a couple hundred years, and then women not as long, and it's just catching up with what you said, the negotiating skills?
Yeah, I think there's I really do think that we are evolving. I think that we are evolving, and I think women are getting more empowered to ask for more, but I also think that it's just a difference in the sexes. I think women, maybe by society and just by nature, are taught to ask for less. Men are the ones that are out there, and you mentioned it, they don't care. If someone tells them no, it's not an emotional blow. For women, no, it can be an emotional blow.
So, Doug, am I a right-wing nut job if I think that marketing and the power of the purse could fix the one problem, and that negotiating, and because I'm a capitalist, and I think that, Jennifer, if you do just as good a job or better job than anybody else, you should walk in and sit down and look at whoever it is across that desk and go, you know what, I'm worth this much and you will pay me or I will
leave. I agree with you, but you know me, I'm the worst. I acknowledge this about myself. I do not get my value most of the time. I do not work for my value because there are other priorities in my life that are important to me, like loyalty, like, you know, being happy in my environment. I mean, I would rather be in a happy environment making less money than being miserable in a high pressure corporate environment making a ton of money and socking it away. So there there are other motivations behind it for me, but I definitely, it's something I'm trying to work on, is to making sure that I'm compensated a fair rate for what I'm worth, and that's a struggle every day.
Doug, my question is should the market control
this? I got an answer to your question.
Should we legislate it?
Here's my answer to your question. Yes, you are a right-wing nut job.
Yeah,
he is.
That's the answer to that question. I think that women have the power fix this without the government stepping in and saying, you should...
Yes, they do.
100%.
Yep,
I totally agree.
It's given them the courage and given them the authority to do so and give them license, whatever it is that you
It's taking our power,
have.
Too, and asking for it without demanding someone ask
to do
for
that.
It.
Once you let the government decide what you're going to do. You have conceded power to them, and they control your outcome.
Yeah, you're lost then. Yeah. All right. Good discussion. David Atkins, who's a doctor, is going to talk to us. If it happens, we have a National Minority Health Month that we are focused on in part. Doctors are anyway. And we'll find out what that means to the enhancement of your own medical, what you'd get for the quality of medical care. What does all this mean to the quality of your medical care? Up next here on Good Day.
If you have sore joints, discover a breakthrough in joint health. Cosamin ASU. A unique patented formula, Cosamin ASU goes to work fast on a cellular level inside your joints. Its active ingredients are shown to inhibit specific enzymes that break down cartilage as you age, helping protect the joint cushioning cartilage important for comfortable activity. Try Cosamin ASU at Costco.com and other fine retailers.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
Fruits and veggies in a capsule. That's right. Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies capsules maintain 10 servings of 31 different 100% whole fruits and veggies. They are powerful antioxidants, enhance your immune system, and most importantly, have no synthetic extracts or fillers.
Call now to find out how you can get your free set of fruits and veggies. Call toll-free 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and be sure to enter promo code GD.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy, I'm opening a business next door.
Well, welcome to the neighborhood. You know, Staples can print custom signs and banners to help get the word out.
Great, but I gotta watch every dime.
We have low prices every day, and with Staples Price Match Guarantee, you can always get the lowest price.
Perfect.
So when's the grand opening?
Yesterday.
I had no idea.
Neither did anyone else.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples, make more happen.
Price Match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
Introducing the Craftsman Bolt-On Reciprocating Saw. This saw attachment comes with a 6-inch general-purpose blade and delivers enough power to cut through a variety of materials like drywall, PVC, and even small tree branches. The reciprocating saw attachment transforms the bolt-on base into a portable and versatile cutting beast. Tool-free blade changes make switching out accessory blades easier than ever. Construct your Craftsman Bolt-On system today. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears, Sears.com, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
44 after the hour now on the Good Day program. We have joining us Dr. David Atkins, who's the Acting Chief Research and Development Officer for the VA. He was Director of Health Services Research and Development for the VA. And so under the circumstances, the Department of Veterans Affairs has come under scrutiny, Dr. Atkins. Do you think that the criticisms that have been labeled have been fair? I think it's because if people know you're from the VA, they're going to want to ask and want to have that question answered. So even though it's not necessarily the focus of our conversation, what say you about the conditions now that veterans have to generally face when it comes to getting health care?
Well, Doug, I think it's clear that we had problems and were slow to address them in certain parts of our system. I think I would say the average quality of care in the VA is very good, but there were certainly pockets where we weren't able to keep up with the influx of new veterans, and weren't able to hire the number of providers to make sure we could deliver care in a timely way. So I think some of the issues that we've been criticized for were real, and I think our new leadership is working hard to address those. I think what sometimes gets lost in the news stories as we do work on those parts of the problems is that the number of veterans we are serving well, I think on average our access to care for veterans is comparable to what you'd get at trying to see a provider under Medicare. But our goal is to make sure that no matter where you live in the VA, you're able to get in to see your doctor when you need to. And we're making progress and still have room to go.
I think that's where I come down. I've been very critical on the air of the Veterans Administration. And when I do that, I get calls and people send me the social media comments, Twitter comments, that I'm wrong about their area. So I think what we come away with, Dr. Atkins, is that the discrepancy in care is locational, because there are many people who will tell me that the services in this particular hospital in this particular state are superb, they couldn't be better, I love it, and they don't understand what we're talking about with regard to how bad it is someplace else. So I think what you're saying, or what I'm hearing you say, is that they're trying, the people, including you, that are running the VA, are trying to get their, to try to get quality across the board, so that it's evenly, the application of health care is even, and I think that's probably part of the problem, because it wasn't. And one of the areas where there's been a lot of complaining has been in minority areas, where those people who have served our country, who are minorities, are not getting good health care. What do we do, or what are we doing, to ensure that they get what they're entitled to?
Yeah, so that's the area that we've been paying attention to for probably well on to 2 decades here. So we know that outside the VA and the U.S. at large, there are important health gaps in both the health care and the health for minority groups, especially African Americans and Hispanics. In the VA, we're concerned not just with racial and ethnic minorities, but we're concerned about, are we delivering equal care to our growing population of women, to all the veterans who live in rural areas. So when we think about health equity, we think about it in a very broad sense. And I think what we can say is that there's certainly places where we are doing much better than the private sector, because all of our veterans have access, so they've overcome that first big hurdle, which is, do you have insurance and are you staying away from health care because you can't afford it? But even once you get in the door, we find that we aren't able to completely eliminate those disparities.
So what are you doing? What are the tools, maybe resources, that are available for people who are frustrated because they can't get the job done? Do they go to the research.va.gov website? Are there phone numbers to call? I mean, I want to try to make it easier. You say things are improving. I'll take you at your word. So how do we pass that information? One of the reasons you're here today is to pass that information along.
Mm-hmm. So certainly we got good information on our research website, www.research.va.gov. That will tell you about our research. If you go to the main VA website, which is www.va.gov, that has lots of information for patients about how to access care. I mean, I think what we've found through our research is that the reasons for the disparities are complicated, and they aren't all things that are happening in the clinic. So one of the biggest problems, especially with chronic disease, is a knowledge and health understanding. And so getting started on blood pressure medication isn't the solution if when you go home you don't stay on that medication and you don't understand why it's important to take it, even though you're not not feeling well. So we're developing tools and education to try to help that. We're also trying to educate our clinicians so that when they're interacting with their patients, they're understanding what their patients are trying to tell them and understanding.
Yes. All right. Research.va.gov. Go there if you are a member of this group.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Freeze, don't move. It's Tech Talk time on Good Day, 53 after the hour. It's like going into a bank and robbing it. How about that, Victoria? Freeze, don't move, I'll take all your money. Those of you who are wondering about technology genius or giants, Yahoo is the target of breakup talks. People want to, or some people want to break in the company up because it hasn't performed well, but yet the shares are up 2% this month. Is that on rumors? Don't you love how this stuff, I'm looking at Alaska Air since it announced it was going to take over Virgin America. And the
how has that impacted them so far?
Well, their stock price went down. Virgin's
really?
Price went up, and their stock went down. Yeah, I still don't get this. Frankly, Tesla had a good week because of the announcement of the car and all the discussion about. As a matter of fact, I have a little more on that. What the inside of the car is going to be like? What a technological! This guy is a magnet for technology, but also this car. Is very appealing in a number of different ways, technologically mostly. We'll have that story in a moment here on Good Day.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less.
Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for My Pillow. This is a different story now. My Pillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back, My Pillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented My Pillow fill to the right place for you. It'll support your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. My Pillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot, and the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's the special offer. Buy one My Pillow and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
56 after the hour on the Good Day program. So here's the story of the designer of that gun. It's disguised as a smartphone. Senator Schumer of New York brands it a disaster waiting to happen, looking for an investigation. It's called the Ideal Conceal. It folds down to the size and shape of a smartphone. The gun could pose a danger to police and the public, do you think?
Yeah.
The designer's name is Kirk Keldberg. He says it falls within the guidelines. It is legal. It helps gun owners carry weapons to work more freely. It'll go on sale in a couple of months. Cost you $395. There are 2,500 interested buyers already. This is a gun that looks like a smartphone. I'm trying to envision how this I'm wondering what this does. The TSA has just been criticized because 95% of people who try to sneak through a knife or a gun get through TSA scrutiny. This is so, I mean, this will be easy to get through TSA scrutiny. And we wonder about that circus, the continuing focus on the TSA and their $47,000 app and this foolishness. And I don't know about you, Victoria, but I find this offensive. You know, there's a headline screaming out of one of the papers this morning about how tax cheaters get away with $100 billion in the taxes that ought to be paid. And frankly, I would try as much as I could, legally,
right.
Because I don't want to see my money wasted. And there's so much fraud and abuse and corruption in government. I don't want to see my hard-earned money or yours or anybody right. else's go. It's time we fix that system, frankly.
Exactly.
And you look at the thing with the TSA and that app, it's just screams inefficiency, and we need attention. And that's what Bernie Sanders and Trump are all about, Frank. That's why they get so much support. 59 after the hour.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.